Now, it's time for our kitchen science, and we're doing outside broadcast today, live. We've sent Dave to meet up with Ben Valsler, who is outside in the car park, because this experiment involves a naked flame and a bottle of wine. Ben, what are you up to?
Well, I'm sure lots and lots of people will have been to exciting office parties with candlelit dinners and that sort of thing, and we wanted to try and recreate that atmosphere. But obviously, we can't go lighting fires in studios. People will get very upset about that. So we're in the somewhat less romantic situation of actually sitting in the boot of Dave's car. Now, fortunately, he's got an estate, so we're not too cramped, but it's still not the most glamorous location for an experiment. Hi, Dave, how are you doing back there?
I'm just about okay. My leg's going to sleep slightly, but otherwise fine.
So what experiment have we got? It's related to something we'll see at an office party.
That's right. I thought we'd do an experiment on candles, so I'll light my candle here eventually.
And this is, of course, why we're in the back of a car. If we were to do this outside, the candle would probably go out straight away. So we've got a candle lit. It's nice and steady. Now what are we doing?
Well, basically, we're doing an experiment on blowing out candles.
That doesn't really sound like much of an experiment. Blowing out candles is something that pretty much everybody can do. What's so special about it?
OK, well, first of all, the way a candle works is you've got molten wax. It wicks up the candle, then evaporates, and then it burns once it's evaporated. So when you blow it out, you blow lots of air across the candle, you cool down the wick a bit, you blow the flame away from the wick, it stops evaporating anymore, and it goes out.
And it's not actually the wick that's supposed to burn, is it? In fact, the wick ideally will stay pristine, and it's just the vaporised wax that we're burning.
That's right. So I thought we'd do an experiment on blowing candles out from behind things.
From behind something. So this would be if you can't quite get to the candle, maybe there's a present in the way or some flowers or a bottle of wine or something, but you still need to blow the candle out.
That's right, and see what kind of things you can still blow the candle out for.
Okay, well, let's get that lit again. It's starting to get quite smoky in Dave's car now. If you hear a very loud bang and then we go silent, then just call the fire brigade for us. So what are we going to blow it out past first?
Well, I thought we'd try a box. So I've got essentially a very small present here. It's actually the box of matches because it's convenient. And if I put that next to the candle and blow...
Well, it hasn't worked. And in fact, oddly, the flame seemed to go towards your box of matches, which doesn't sound very safe, but you were blowing in the opposite direction.
That's right. Because the box has got sharp corners, the air hits it, it gets deflected sideways. When it hits the corner, it will carry on going in a straight line. What's called the boundary layer gets detached, and it goes off away sideways. It doesn't go anywhere near the candle. You get a bit of air kind of swirling backwards, a bit of a vortex, which just moves the flame very gently.
So that's what it's coming towards us. It was actually this turbulent vortex coming off the edge rather than the intentional direction of your breath.
That's right. So don't try blowing out candles from behind your presence. It won't work.
So anything square, anything with sharp corners, you won't be able to blow the candle out behind.
Certainly very sharp corners. But then I've got a wine bottle here.
Excellent. So we're going to crack open a bottle of wine. And, I see. So we've put it right next to the candle. It's actually very, very close to the candle, which I guess you're doing to try and warm up your red wine, get it ready to drink.
In here it would be a good idea, but just to try and block the candle completely. And now if I blow from behind that, I'll put essentially my nose onto the bottle of wine and blow.
Oh, well, that time it went out straight away. But this bottle is almost as wide as your box of matches, so surely it will deflect the air just as much.
Well, the strange thing about fluid dynamics is that if you get a stream of air and it hits a surface, it tends to stick to that surface as long as that surface doesn't curve too much. So the smoothly curving bottle, the air will tend to stick to the surface of the bottle, bend all the way around, get back to the candle, and the candle blows out.
So where we had corners before, which caused the stream of air to break up, to become turbulent, it's actually flowing round the round bottle because of this lack of corners. It's sticking to the bottle. And that actually means that it pulls it all the way round to the candle and blows the candle out. Excellent. Where else do we see this sort of thing in action?
Well, this is the reason why wings are smoothly curved rather than with short, sharp corners in them, because a wing is designed to smoothly change direction of the air so it sticks to the surface, it bends around a corner, so the wing pushes the air downwards, so the air pushes the wing upwards, and the plane flies.
So blowing out a candle on the other side of a bottle actually shows you how aeroplanes work.
A part of it, certainly.
Well, if that's something you want to try and show off at your office party with, it's a dead easy experiment to do, and we're going to get Dave back into the studio, and I really need to warm up and repair this crick in my neck. So, Chris, back to you.
Thank you very much, Ben and Dave. So, demonstrate that at your office party, and you'll wow everyone else out, assuming that is that you haven't set fire to the table.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.